Blog Talk Radio.
One year ago, I was touch and go. Time made me see of the mystery, taught me that love and time will change your mind and make it right, bring your darkness to the light. My heart sings every night, my love I bring to you.
Bye.
All right. Welcome to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Yumsu Arif. I, along with Cartrell of New York City, my brother and friend, are here to study along with you. We elite students about relationships of the Almighty. I am who I am. Yah. You know, whatever name you want to call him by, make sure you call him by the right name. And so we try to get you to understand the dynamics of the relationship with the Creator, that it is a relationship. And within the confines of that relationship, there are certain guidelines and rules and codifications. And for some of us that are Hebrew Israelites, they're the contract. They're the remnants of a contract, so to speak. The residual effect of one. There's a new one about this going to come along, but there's a residual effect of one. And how one must deal within the confines of that relationship, be it in captivity or out of captivity, meaning out of the land. Nothing is left up to chance in this relationship. You don't have to overthink it. The only thing you have to do is study and apply it. Don't overthink it and start doing things on your own and leaning to your own understanding. That can get you into a world of trouble. Also, in relative to relationships, since some of us don't have any idea about relationships because we have been miseducated, socially engineered, and conditioned by these captivities, we don't have any idea how to comport ourselves within the confines of the relationship. Well, those codifications and guidelines have been left for you too. You don't have to take anything by chance or happenstance. Just follow the codification. And also that would apply to different nations, strangers. And all strangers ain't good strangers. Some strangers don't want nothing to do with you. It's quite evident if you look into our communities. Don't nobody really love us in the first place. Very few love us. Most of them want to hurt us, mistreat us, and abuse us. And the evidence doesn't lie. But we'll get along, and we'll get along to that in our studies also. But before we get into our studies, I'd like to make contemporary comments on ongoing subject matters. 13 U.S. soldiers have died by a suicide bomber. And 18 have been wounded, along with 60 Afghanistanis and 140 wounded by ISIS-K suicide bomber. Joe Biden said he's going to get them, and you better believe it. They don't know the history of this country. They'll hunt you down. They certainly will. My fair warning to ISIS, wherever you may be hanging out, I suggest that you look over your shoulders. Brian Mass, representative of Florida, is castigating Joe Biden about his handling of the situation in Afghanistan. He's castigated up and down and all around. He said he doesn't trust Joe Biden any kind of way. Well, I don't really want to hear what Brian Mass says about Joe Biden. Because Brian Mass, I ain't heard nothing about you about your own guy. You know, you're two sides of the same coin, as Cartrell always said. I mean, you didn't say nothing about what Donald Trump was going up there when he sent folks up there to the U.S. Capitol. And so on and so forth. Now you castigate Joe Biden trying to get the hell out of Harlem in Afghanistan and trying to protect his people and people trying to get up out of there. So, you know, all withdrawals, you know, in situations like that. He ought to know that. You're going to, there's collateral damage. You know, and the enemy ain't going to just let you get away sometimes. Sometimes they're going to put a hurting on you, even when you're trying to run off, which is Joe Biden trying to do. He's trying to run off, get on weight now. And you castigating the man. I'm not taking up for Joe Biden, but neither am I taking up for you, Representative Brian Mass of Florida, when you ain't say a damn word about your guy. Donald J. Trump. So what is that old saying? The kettle, something to that effect. The kettle calling the pot black. And so basically, Representative Brian Mass, this is a classic case of the kettle calling the pot black, so to speak. He didn't say anything about your guy. He hadn't said anything about your guy, but now you're castigating the other team's guy. You guys are two sides of the same coin. Won't you sit her down, okay? And one more last thing. Nationally speaking, the Supreme Court 5-4 has ruled in police favor. They can continue to choke us out and so on and so forth, as far as what they did to our brother George Floyd and so on and so forth. The Supreme Court has decided it's all right. Continue on, my man. Continue on. And I'm sorry, we're sorry to bother y'all on the Real Talk for Real People show, because we realize the all-important milk crate challenges are going on now. And some of you are more focused on that, but we thought we'd bring that to your attention. That the Supreme Court 5-4 decided with the police officers, they can continue to choke and kill us. And again, Katrina and I do apologize to those participating in the milk crate challenges, the Olympics. Okay? All righty. Katrina, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Sure.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yom Sufari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless your family also.
Praise Yah. Thank you.
Praise Yah.
But, all kind of stuff going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And none of these people that you've spoken about have trust in the Creator. They don't consult the Creator. They don't get counsel mm-hmm. from the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that as an end result of that,
mm-hmm.
it's chaos.
Exactly.
And these world leaders are not really leaders today.
Exactly.
Trusting. If you decide to pull out of Afghanistan, right?
Exactly.
You should have got the civilians out first.
Well, you should have.
Made a declaration.
Right. Yeah, you should have got all them out. I mean, you should have got everybody out. But one thing you said, Cartrell, to stick to mind, what is all them civilians doing over there in the first place? I'm amazed why all them civilians over there in the first place. And I had to concur with you. I thought about that. I mean, they've got almost 100,000 folks out there. And why the in a war zone? What are all those American civilians and I can understand the Afghanistani interpreters and their families. But it was over 100. It was a whole lot of American citizens over there. And I'm wondering, what are you doing over there in a war zone in the first place? You know, I'm astounded.
How much money are they making on opioids?
That's what I'm saying. Something going on behind the scenes. Because I don't understand why all those American civilians were over there in a war zone that they have to evacuate. Something doesn't stand the reason with this situation.
You're talking about people from pharmaceuticals, that they were Oxycontin and all these other kind of opioid drugs.
Right.
That's the only reason I could see why you're over there. Thousands of Americans is in Afghanistan when you're fighting a war. Really?
The war zone. Yeah.
Yeah. And now they're scrambling to get out.
Right. It's crazy. And like you said, Katya, there was a lack of communication on Joe Biden's part, and I have to concur, there was a lack of communication to those American citizens. Hey, man, y'all got to get up out of here, man. I'm finna pull the plug. Y'all need to get to the – you had two airports open. You had the Bahrain airport, which they closed down, and the Karzai airport, which is open now. Y'all better get on a plane and get on out of here. don't hesitate, don't procrastinate. Y'all need to get out of here because we getting up out of here, okay? And so I don't know why they didn't give him ample opportunity. There was a lack of communication somewhere, Cartrell, fellow students.
And the fact that they're not talking about Haiti, our brothers and sisters.
No. Oh, forget about that. Yeah. You had to go to BBC, Cartrell, which I do perhaps daily and every other day to check on the Haitians, our brothers and sisters in Haiti, to find out what's going on with that situation.
And what's the update with that? Why you ain't sending troops or, you know, planes to evacuate people, medical doctors to help the people? What's up with that?
Yeah, I mean, the assistance is trickling in. It's getting there, Cartrell. But given the circumstances of what happened, you would think this would be expedited and they would be rushing over there. But it seems to be dragging their feet to get there to help those brothers and sisters in Haiti, which they look something remotely like you and me. And so that goes with the expectation. That's the way they treat us here. So, you know, it goes without being said that that's the way they're going to treat them over there, too. Okay?
And the chickens come home to roost, right?
You so better believe
you lose American soldiers because you're trying to help the Afghanistan. You're not trying to help the Haitians out.
Right.
And now you got a hurricane coming, getting ready to come, hit America. And how you going to handle that?
Another one on the way, Katria? I didn't beat that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. So when I get out of the show.
I ain't letting up.
Oh, hold on. Say no more. Let me see. Let me see. Which hurricane is on the way? Okay. Dorian. Is it Dorian? No, not Dorian. No. That's Owen. Okay. I'll get to it. What hurricane is, tropical hurricane is on the way to the United States? Okay. Ida. Tropical storm Ida. Yeah, man, Ida. Man, what a name, Ida. Tropical storm Ida forms in the Caribbean. Okay. All right, Cartrell. All right.
And we're about to go into fire season. San Andreas wind.
The fire season ain't never stopped. As far as going on in California, you said going into it, it ain't never stopped.
Yeah.
It's been a continuation process for the longest, for the last year. It's been going on and on to the break of dawn, so to speak. So it's been a continuation process.
And those fires are purifying the earth.
Exactly.
We don't see it like that, but.
Well, Cartrell.
Those fires. Oh, go ahead.
Well, Cartrell, I tell you what, as far as those Afghanistan, ISIS-K over there, they're some very violent people. And they don't have any respect for women folk. They're saying little girls can stop going to school at 12 years old. They want them buck naked and pregnant by the kitchen stove, so to speak. But we know that we can't treat our women like that. And we're supposed to be the leading example of treating women the best possible way. That's equals. The woman came at your side, so she's part of your rear. So she came, and she didn't come at your foot, so you can put your foot on her. And she didn't come at your head, so she could be above you. She came out of your side so she can walk with you side by side and so she can get all the education that you possibly can get and then some if she wants to get education. But they feel that, hey, you're educated up, you're 12 years old, that's all you need to know. And get on in there and get naked and stand by that kitchen stove. You know, put that burqa on when you go outside. As a matter of fact, you can't even go outside without a man taking you to the stove. Man, what kind of nonsense they got going on over there, Cartrell? I mean, they really got some. They really can be taught how to treat women folk. They teach women folk rather shady in Afghanistan under these Taliban and ISIS K, like ISIS K, like they some cereal, you know. Country of ISIS K, like they some fortified cereal. Go ahead, brother.
Well, you can believe what the media is saying about the Taliban.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How they treat their women.
Right.
But they definitely ain't focusing on how they treat their women, do they?
Oh, no. Well, I you know, you can go from one extreme to the other. I mean, you can go from one extreme to not educating your women and treating your women as equals. Or you can go to the extreme any way the wind blows, any way the cookie crumbles, any way the mop flops. And so if they want to castigate the Taliban and ISIS-K fortified Syria as to how they're treating their women, sometimes you have to look in the mirror. Sometimes you could be too liberal in some things. You can go from one extreme to the other, what I'm saying, instead of some moderation and equal respect. You can go from one extreme to the other. The pendulum can swing from one end to the other.
So what can Andrew Cuomo say about the Taliban and how they treat women?
He can't say nothing. He doesn't have any more authority to say anything to the Taliban as far as women are concerned.
And is he by himself?
No. A whole lot more of them are like that. And you better watch your little children around them, too.
Don't point at anyone, because four fingers is pointing back right at you.
Exactly. So what I'm saying, as I said, you gotta watch your women folks around Americans, and not only watch your women folks around Americans, because they're liberal. They have a liberal policy. Any way the wind blows, any way the cookie crumbles, any way the mop flop. And you better protect your young girls and young boys around Americans, too. I remember, Katya, and I think you remember also, in the 60s and 70s and 80s, they had John Wayne Gacy. They had Jeffrey Dahmer. They had Ted Bundy. They had the BTY for torture him, kill him, and whatever his name, the weirdo. And, they look here, don't think these kind of folks is going away. They just went underground, okay? The Jeffrey Dahmers and the John Wayne Gacy's and the Ted Bundy's and the BT, whatever his name was, and the Gary Owens.
Fine Torture Pill, BTK.
BTK, and then Gary Owens was killing prostitutes in the Washington area. So these kind of men ain't went nowhere, Katya. They went undercover. As a matter of fact, they were still undercover, but they went deeper undercover in America. So not only you got to watch out for your women, folks, you got to watch out for your little children, too. Coach John Wayne Gacy out of Chicago, he was playing with them little boys, 33 boys, I believe, raped and killed and buried most of them under his house. What kind? Man, look here, bro. I couldn't bear a cat under my house. Okay, I couldn't kill a cat, Cartrell, and bury it under my house, because I would be, the idea of a cat burial ground under my house would terrify me, because that's an animal. The most I put breath in, and I'm worried about the cat under my house. This guy had 33 human bodies on his house, and it didn't worry, bother him one way, and then that Jeffrey Dahmer, he had folks' head in the refrigerator. Yeah, bears of folks and whatnot, and so they could have caught him a long time ago. A universal white race supremacy saved him, especially when they caught him with that little boy, that little 14-year-old boy, and Jeffrey Dunn. Well, all the folk around him, most were so-called African-American. They were telling the police, look here, that's a little boy. That's a grown man. But Jeffrey Dunn being a white fellow, and he said, that's my lover. And they said, the white man said, that's his boyfriend. That, and they sent him right back in that Jeffrey Dahmer, killed the boy within an hour. So, and like I said, Country, I'm going to tell you this. Those serial rapists and killers and perverts, they might not be as overt as they were in the 60s and 70s and the 80s. But you better believe this, Country.
Those people are still around, so you better watch your women folk. You better watch your little girls and little boys, okay? And so, like you said, Katria, America can't point the finger at no other nation because Ford is pointing back at America, the shoddy treatment that they treated the women folk. And women in America had to say, hey, man, we want our voting rights. You know, they wouldn't even give women voting rights. And they had to go through a lot to just get equal voting rights. So, yes, America has to look at the four fingers pointing back at it in regards to women folk, children, and little girls and little boys, truth be told.
And you didn't even mention Catholic Church.
Oh, man, they notorious. I mean,
Or the Boy Scouts.
Man, they're notorious. Both of those groups, the Catholic Church and the Boy Scout, you know, they have a saying. They have a saying in the Catholic Church and the Boy Scout country. And you know what they're saying? Yeah, you know what they're saying? Their secret saying in the Catholic Church and the Boy Scout, ain't no joy like a fat booty boy. Okay? That's their secret perverted saying. Okay? So, yeah, they're not in a position to talk about anything in the Taliban, ISA, as far as the Catholic Church is concerned, as far as the Boy Scouts of America is concerned. They're in no position to point the finger at the Taliban also. I have to agree with you on that, can't you?
Serial rapists, serial killers, you talking about the Taliban?
I've never known them to be rapists. I've never known them to be, I've heard it of it, but I've never known them to be rapists like that. I've known them to be rather hard on their women folk and wearing them burkas and whatnot and married them off at a young age and so on and so forth and be very stringent and rigid as far as the movement of their women are concerned and as far as the liberties are concerned, as far as their education is concerned. But the Taliban, they are a religious sort. You know, the name itself means student, a band of students. And they are, their Sharia law. And they're students of their law. So they go much by the Islam teaching. And they just can't just do it like that. Now, I've heard rumors to that effect, but I hadn't seen too many evidence of that. I just seen them being strict and rigid for the women folk are concerned. And for the education is concerned, and far as they're marrying them off to people like that, I've seen that. But I've heard tell of it, but I've seen no evidence of it. I've heard the character assassination of America in that regards to it. But America, I know for a fact, Cartrell, being born in this country, that America has a lot of sexual perverts, okay? And they are known to rape. They are known to torture, what is bind, torture, what is that other name you said, Katria? Bind, torture,
kill.
And kill, yeah, kill, bind, torture, women.
BTK.
Yeah, BTK, and a whole lot of things against women folk. So I know America has a history of that. Matter of fact, they have a history of it when they subjected different nations here that were here before they got here to that bind, twist, and torture, and kill on Native American reservation. And certainly in the regards to us on those plantations, blind, torture, and kill. So America ain't in no position to be pouring no finger at nobody, truth be told, okay? And you're right, Cartrell, when you're pointing the finger at somebody, make sure you got your own house cleaned up. And as a matter of fact, Cartrell, just like I said, in regards to the Supreme Court, 5-4, and so the police on sided with the police officers quite recently. You can continue to choke them and kill them. Okay? Just like you did George Floyd. We're on your side. You're on the team. So America has no history of justice. I mean, not in the true sense of the word. And just like, you know, brother, I've been thinking about something and fellow students. And let me tell you something. What has been plaguing me quite recently is Trayvon Martin. How that fella got away with murdering that young fella. And they tried to make he was a victim. But, you know, in our land, he'd have been dead. Because you just can't take no life like that. He looks suspicious. He's suspicious. He's scared of your crazy behind, man. Okay? And you didn't accost this young boy with a gun and shoot him in the heart. But see, in our land, true justice would have been executed. You'd have been a dead man walking. You wouldn't even had no trial and so on and so forth. You'd have had a trial, but you'd have been dead man walking. But see, America has no true sense of justice in the first place. So no, America can't really point, not when it comes to us. Not when it comes to so-called African Americans. America has no true justice. Go ahead, Cartrell. Cartrell?
And unfortunately, our people still go for the okey-doke. We still try to be American while they shoot us down in the street, while they deny us our constitutional, according to them, constitutional rights, the right to vote, the right to free speech. Nah, you're not part of that. You're not just a human being.
Exactly. And they show you that every day. But, you know, Cartrell, you know, they think you and I are dinosaurs. We worry about the wrong thing. We're worried about the Almighty, which we should be. And they have much more important things to do than to worry about the Almighty and to worry about the violence executed toward us as far as Trayvon Martin is concerned, or as far as our women are concerned. They have too much important things to do. They have the milk crate challenges, the milk crate Olympics going on. That's too important for them. They don't have time for the concerns of our women. They don't have time for the concerns of our boys and girls like Trayvon Martin, Tamir Rice, Angela Bland, Sandra Bland, and so on and so forth, or the Most High, most importantly. That's too serious. Cartrell, you and them suit, y'all too serious. Well, y'all need to join the Milk Crate Challenge. You see what I'm getting at, Cartrell?
Yeah, man. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
They're turning us into fools.
Well, it wasn't too difficult, Cartrell, because when you said the fool says in his heart there is no Elohim, that's where you're starting off wrong. So it ain't too hard. They saying in their heart there ain't no Yah. He don't see what's going on. He ain't worried about us. So when you get to that juncture in your life, that there is no Yah, there is no Elohim, there is no Almighty, there is no I am who I am. Well, it's easy to convert people to be socially engineered and conditioned to think that way, Cartrell. So don't never let them get you that way. Don't never let them get you to the point that you said, the fool says in his heart, there is no Elohim. Don't never let them get you there, because it's easy to convert you after that. It's true. All right. Cartrell, fellow students. And Cartrell, yo, my man, go ahead.
Our enemies study us better than we study ourselves.
Only thing they do, they open the book, Cartrell. They open what
they
we're opening every day.
Kryptonite.
Yeah.
And they figured out how they could separate us from the Most High God.
They believe this book. They believe it to control. Yeah, and they believe it to control us. They know our errant idiocracies. They know what makes us think. They know what makes us treat our women a certain way, what makes our women treat our men a certain way, and what makes them treat our children any old way, and so on and so forth. And so they're very astute at studying us while we study madness and foolishness. As I said, Cartrell and fellow students, we have the Olympic Milk Crate Challenges going on. That's much more and too important than what Cartrell and Yom Suf is talking about. Cartrell and Yom Suf, they're dinosaurs. They don't know what's up. They're old school. They're talking about Yah. We don't want to hear nothing about no Yah. We want Milk Crate Challenges. You see what I'm getting at, Cartrell? So a fool says in his heart, Cartrell, there is no Yah. So he's become very susceptible
being socially engineered and conditioned as a result of his thinking. So when you made that statement, they know us and they know how to miseducate us. You're quite right when you said that, Katria.
They know our weaknesses and our tendencies. Mm-hmm. Our tendencies is to imitate other nations.
Exactly.
Not only do they know that we want to imitate what they're doing because we think they're successful, but they put us at the forefront.
Yeah.
We do it better than them.
We lead the parade. We the drum majors. I mean, Cottrell, like we spoke yesterday about the rainbow that the Most High has set aside as a sign that he would not destroy the earth through a universal flood. Now, yes, there are regional floods, but not a universal one. And they've stolen that. And not only have they stolen the country for their perversion, they've made us the drum majors to carry the flag. Man, if that don't tell it all. Cottrell, if that don't tell it all, you just stole a signification of what the Most High has given you to show, I'm not going to destroy the earth no more. This is a contract with me and mankind. And you just stole it for your alphabet boys and girls, and you made us the drum majors to carry the flag. Man, come on, Cottrell. Come on. You certainly right, Cottrell. You certainly right. Go ahead, brother.
We don't understand the dynamics of who we are as a people.
Exactly.
Because we're reading our history, and when we did right, Most High was with us. And couldn't nobody touch us.
Exactly.
Nobody could touch us when we was right with the Most High.
Yep. You certainly right. Yeah.
We started worshiping idols and doing what the other nations did. Yeah, we lost our power. And
exactly.
Our power is
Yah. Exactly. That's our spinach, like Popeye. When you use Yah, it's just like Popeye losing his can of spinach. And so, no, we're not going to have that. We're not going to have that connectedness with each other. We're not going to have that connectedness with Yah as far as relationship is concerned. We hate one another. We hate one another. We've been taught to hate one another. And it said that we become experts at it, Cartier. And the evidence in our communities worldwide doesn't lie. We hate anything that remotely looks like us. We are killing
each other. You hate yourself.
Exactly.
When you hate yourself. Like you said, you hate anything that remotely looks like you.
Right.
The fact that we are who we are, we Yah's treasure.
Right.
And until we figure that out, we'll continue to kill each other and devalue one another.
Exactly. And write rap songs about it to make a million. It's true, Godrell. Unfortunately, it's true. It's a sad statement of affairs because you don't know what Yah says. As a matter of fact, not only do you not know what Yah says, you don't care. You don't care what Yah says. It has no significance or importance to you. That's why you don't study it. And that's why you certainly don't apply it to your life. And that's why you consider Cartrell and Yum Soup dinosaurs. Because you're modern. Everything you do is modern. Just because something is modern doesn't make it good. Okay?
Well, I know one thing, Yum Soup.
Yes, go ahead, brother.
If they continue to listen to you and I and want to criticize us as dinosaurs, my question is, why y'all keep listening? Is there something missing in your life?
Oh, they listen to talk about us, some of them, to put us down. I'm all right with it because I understand the dynamics of the situation. I understand.
I don't like it. I don't like channel. I don't like Fox News. They
I don't look at it.
I don't watch it.
I don't look at it.
If I don't like something, I'm not going
to
watch it.
I'm not going to listen.
So y'all like Yam Suf, Cottrell, we dinosaurs. Why y'all still listening to what we have to say?
Hey, bro, you know why they listen to it. You know by our studies. That's what, you know, we're not prophets in the sense of the old prophets. But you know what they did to the prophets? They listened to they put the hurt on them. We're not prophets by no means.
But in reality,
right,
we're speaking the words of the prophets.
Right.
What?
Right.
Getting the same results.
Yeah, they listen to them to put the hurt on them, Gotcha. That's why they All right, brothers and sisters. Let's give them something to think about. Let's give them something to put the hurt on us about Cartrell. Second Chronicles, verse 25. Thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, fellow students. Chapter 25. Thank you, fellow students, for digressing with Cartrell. As we just spoke in terms of general terms, GP conversation. So let's get to serious conversation, shall we? Chapter 25, Second Chronicles. Now, this young king, Amaziah, was 25 years old when he became king. You know, and keep in mind this, fellow students. Keep in mind this. You know, at the end of every study session, Cartrell and I remind you to get you a steadfast spirit. Because that is urgently, you got to have a steadfast, it's a must. It's, you know how with children, get a list of things that they take to school. You have a school list. Well, far as the spiritual connotation, this is a must-have, a steadfast spirit. And you will see why. Okay? Check this out. King Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king. He reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. Now, he started off okay. He did what was pleasing to the Elohim, but not with a whole heart. He wasn't in it to win it. He wasn't really down for the crown, as we said. His whole heart wasn't in it. Once he had the kingdom firmly under control, you can see that his heart wasn't fully down for Yah. He executed the couriers who had assassinated his father, the king. But he did not put their children to death, for he acted in accordance with the guidelines with what is written in the teaching in the book of Mosaic, where Yah had commanded, parents shall not die for children, nor shall children die for parents. But every person shall die only for his own crime. But here's the deal. Because he didn't have his whole heart in the matter, his first thing he should have did, everything, and that goes applies to you too, brothers and sisters. I'm talking about your daily pursuit. Your whole heart got to be in this. And it's got to start first quarter in the morning, or maybe late in the night, in the wee hours, or whatever time you get up. You must consult Yah on matters such as this, matters of significance and non-significance. I believe the first mistake he made, the lack of consultation with the Creator, like most of us do, the lack of consultation with the Creator, because you're in a relationship with him. Don't you think if you're in a relationship with someone that you should confide in them as to your goings on? What you propose to do, especially if that is your Creator. And so King Amaziah, he had good intent, but he didn't follow through just like most of us do, Cartrell and fellow students. We have good intent, but we don't have follow through. That's our problem. And that's why you got to have a steadfast spirit. Because good intent is good intent. But if you don't have a follow through, it's going to cause you some problems. And it says, King Amaziah assembled the men of Yehuda. And he put all the men of Yehuda and the Benjamites, under officers of 1,000 and officers of 100 by tribes. He mustered them from the age of 20 upward and found them to be 300,000 pick men fit for service, able to bear spear and shield. As a matter of fact, he had mercenaries. He had 100,000 warriors from Israel, Now, check this out. Now, he had 300,000 fighting men from the tribe of Yehuda and Benjamin. But he had mercenaries from the tribe, from the kingdom of Israel, the northern kingdom, 10 tribes, 100,000 picked warriors. See, and that's why I said, you're going to see how he made a mistake because he didn't do a consultation with Yah first and foremost. And I said that to say this. Don't let Yah be second thought. Let Yah be first thought. Let Yah be the one that you go before your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother, your mama, or anybody else. Let Yah be your first consultation. That's what he should have did. But you will see. You will see. Let's continue studying. Lean into your own understanding. Then a man of Yah came to him and said, O king, do not let the arm of Israel go with you, them 100,000 you had. For Yah is not with Israel. He ain't with them no more. He ain't down with them. They done lost the flavor. So them being with you is not an addition going to enhance your situation. And Let me say this. And I'm going to be brutally frank about this. There's some brothers and sisters, and we're all Hebrew Israelites. Let's be frank about this. But if you ain't with Yah and you ain't following Yah, there's nothing I'm going to get out of relationship with you. And if I ain't down with Yah, I'm not following Yah within the codification, ain't nothing you're going to get out of relationship with me. And that's why I said sometimes, brothers and sisters, that's why I said this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Just because you're Hebrew Israelites, that in itself does not suffice and enhance your relationship with Yah and enhance your relationship with one another. It has to be following the codification within the perimeters and the guidelines and not leaning to your own understanding. And then, if you're doing the very same thing, just like Yom Suf or Cottrell is doing, so we enhance in these relationships with one another. But if I'm not, I'm not doing you no favor. And if you're not, you're not doing me a favor. We all got to be on the same page, brothers. We all got to be on the same page, sisters. Okay? And that's why you got to study the word of Yah. That's why our kings had to study the word of Yah. That's why the high priest had to study the word of Yah. That's why the Levites had to study the word. He was trying to press upon all of us. You got to study, not only study, you got to apply it. Because if you misstep, you'll lose flavor. Just like the 10 tribes had lost flavor. So it did no good for him to have those 100,000 men. It wasn't going to help him one way or the other. And he said, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for Yah is not with Israel. All these Ephraimans, well, Kadri, I know that word better, Ephraimans, but go by yourself and do it. Take courage for battle, else Yah will make you fall before the enemy. You don't need them. You just need Yah. Be of good courage. Cottrell says that all the time. Otherwise, you'll fall before your enemy. For in Yah there is power, not in simply hanging. We like to hang with a bunch of numbers. Oh, I got a lot of Hebrew Israelites. Hang with me, Cottrell. I got 100,000 Hebrew Israelites hanging out with me. But, okay, that sounds good, but if them Hebrew Israelites studying the word of Yah, applying the word of Yah, utilizing the word of Yah, having a constructive relationship with Yah, having a constructive relationship with one another, having a constructive relationship with strangers that want to have a constructive relationship with them within the confines and the rules and the codification of Yah and that contract and the residual part of that contract. Are they simply just you got a bunch of numbers. A bunch of numbers ain't going to help you. Yah is not looking for numbers. Yah is not looking for quantity. Yah is looking for quality. You got to have a quality relationship with Yah. Just because you got a whole lot of numbers, and he's letting you know this. Numbers don't cut the mustard. You got to have a quality relationship with Yah. And you got to have a quality relationship with one another. And numbers in itself numbers in itself does not facilitate a quality relationship. Just because of numbers. And it says, take courage. Yes, Yah will make you fall before the enemy. For in Yah there is power to help one or make one fall. It's up to Yah to find analysis. King Amasa said to the man of Yah, what am I to do about the 100 talents I gave? What about the money I gave them for the Israelite force? The man of Yah replied, that's why I said y'all should consult Yah first and foremost. Got to lean to your own understanding, make a decision, then using Yah as an afterthought. King Amasa detached the force that came to him from Ephraim, ordering them back to their place. Now, they were feeling some sort of way about this. They were greatly, even though they were paid, they were greatly enraged against Yehuda and returned to their place feeling some sort of way. That's why you can't hook up with everybody. King Amasa took courage, leading his army. He marched through the Valley of Salt. He slew 10,000 men of Seir. Another 10,000 men of Yehuda captured alive, brought to the top of Shiloh. They threw them down the top of Shiloh. Every one of them were burst open. The men of the force that King Amasa had sent back so that then I would go with them into battle, made four. Oh, now, see what they did? See, that's why when you pick the wrong people to play with, when you start leading to your own understanding and using Yah as an afterthought. Now, the very folks that he had paid to help him, that Yah said, you don't need them. You don't need nobody but me. These very men were foraying into the towns of Yehuda. They was causing mischief. Of course, you know, they was feeling some sort of way. Although they were paid, it made no never mind. All friends ain't good friends. And you can't hang with everybody, even some Hebrew Israelites. And it goes to show, these were Hebrew Israelites. They were born into it, but they went down with it. Because they went down with Yah. Yes. They were born into it, but they went down with it. Because they were following idols. They were doing what they wanted to do, how they wanted to do it, when they wanted to do it. Although they were Hebrew Israelites, Yah cut them off. Much as you and I would like to have some Hebrew Israelite get it right, some Hebrew Israelite cut themselves off with Yah because they don't want to follow Yah. They want to follow men. You don't follow Yom Sufari. You don't follow Kotrail. We're just spokesperson for Yah. We're students for Yah. And when we're not telling, oh, follow Yom Suf, I'm something special, then you got problems. Because Yom Suf ain't nothing special. Don't even follow me across the street. But what you should be following is what Yom Suf says, what Yah says. King Amasa said, took courage, leading the army. Okay, we went up there. Let's get down. To the top of Mount Shiloh. And every one of them burst over. The men they threw over. The men of the force that King Amasa had sent back, these 100,000, so that they would not go with them into battle, made forays against the towns of Yehuda from Samaria to Beth Horon. They slew 3,000 of them and took much booty. King Amasa returned from defeating the Edomites. He had made
the gods of the men of Seir brought and installed them. Now this fool, come on, I didn't mean to call the king a fool, but a fool he was. The Most High that gave you the victory. Now you're going to bring they gods who couldn't see nothing, couldn't speak to you, couldn't save you, and you're going to install them to worship. Couldn't save them. But like Cottrell said, we are so prone and inclined to follow the gods of nations just because they look good. And it didn't even make any sense at all. This man had won the battle. Then he sees these gods. He sees these churches on every corner. Oh, I like that church. That's pretty. I want to go to that church. Take it down, boys, and bring it back with us. And bring Mary, Mother, whatever, and baby Jesus. They don't talk to you. They can't hear you. But they look pretty. And just like Cottrell said, we are so, we have the propensity to follow something that doesn't make any sense. And it certainly didn't make any sense. In the case, it didn't make any sense at all whatsoever. In the case of the king, Amaziah, you had won the battle. And you saw that God's on every corner. And you bring them back and install them on your street corners. Man, if that ain't the epitome of madness, after King Amaziah returned from defeating the Edomites, he had the gods of the men of Seir bought and installed them as his gods. He fought not a god can't talk and a god that can't speak. He prostrated himself before them. To them, he made sacrifice. They couldn't talk or couldn't speak. They didn't give him the instruction to win the war, the battle. The Elohim was enraged. Wouldn't you be? You done pointed this fellow in the right direction, this King Amaziah. You done gave him all the right information. He done won the war. He done sent the 100,000 Ephraims back to their home, and they feel in some sort of way. You done won the battle. Now, these gods ain't told you nothing. Man, I don't even want to say nothing about that. I'm so sick of this nonsense. That Cottrell says that we have the propensity to be, and he ain't lying. We have the propensity to follow madness. And this is purity madness. And he said, and Yah sent a prophet to him who said to him, why are you worshiping the gods of a people who cannot save they're people from you? That's what I'm saying. You know what? I can ask the very same questions today, Cottrell, fellow students. Why are we worshiping the God of our enemies that ain't never did nothing for us? Because we be feeling some sort of way. We ain't got any evidence. We don't need any evidence, Cottrell. You sure ain't lied about that one. We don't need no evidence. We just feel, there's a pretty God. Ain't did nothing for us. 400 and something years and counting. But I just feel some sort of way. Just like King Amaziah, right? Cottrell certainly didn't lie on that one. And I had to concur with him. Why you worship the gods of a people who cannot save their people from you? As he spoke to him, King Amaziah said to him, have we appointed you a counselor? Smart. See, we got a smart mouth. See, we real smart, Alec. And we still smart mouth, smart Alec. The apple don't fall far from the tree. King Amaziah will get smart with it. And he said to him, have we appointed you a counsel to the king? Stop, as you will be killed. I'm going to kill you. The
prophet stop. See, I see Yah has counseled that you be destroyed. Oh, I see what's going on now. All right. I ain't going to argue with you. I ain't going to fuss with you. I ain't going to fight with you. I see what's going on with you now. Sometimes y'all got to see what's going on with some brothers and sisters. Don't be arguing, fussing, fight with them. If they say they don't want to hear it, don't say nothing. You got to see the truth. I see y'all dealing with you. All right. I ain't going to say no more then. All right. Y'all handling this. Y'all was handling King of Mars. You ain't got to argue, fuss, fight. They tell you stop talking to him. Stop talking to him. Prophet had good sense. I see Yah has counseled that you be destroyed. Since you act this way and disregard my counsel, the counsel, not my personal counsel, but the counsel I'm bringing to you from Yah. Since you have total disregard for it, you don't want to hear what Yah saying. And sometimes, brothers and sisters, fellow students, folks don't want to hear what Yah saying. I don't care if it's coming from Cartrell. I don't care if it's coming from Yamsu. They just don't want to hear. So don't even say nothing to them. Walk away. Just walk away, Chucky. Walk away. And let Yah handle the matter. You ain't got to fuss, fight, and argue with folks. Let Yah handle it. You did your job. You tried to bring it to their attention. Now, sometimes, in some cases, that's all you can do. Try to bring something to somebody's attention. Then King Amasa of Yehuda took counsel and sent his message to the Joaz, son of Jehoshaphat, son of Jehu, king of Israel. Come. Let us confront each other. Let's do some battle. Let's throw these dukes. Let's get with it. I mean, he going from bad to worse. Let's throw these hands. King Joash of Israel sent back the message to King Amasa of Yehuda. And man, the thistle in Lebanon, you look nothing, sent this message to the cedar in Lebanon. You look nothing. You just sent me a message. Give your daughter to my son and marry. But a wild beast in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thistle. You boast that you have defeated the Edomites and you are ambitious to get more glory. You think you're going to get glory by virtue of me? Now stay at home now because you ain't ready for this. Let's provoke a disaster. You fall, dragging Yehuda down with you. You ain't ready for this. Now go on, boy. You ain't ready for this. You know, I know I'm dealing in dirt. Y'all ain't dealing with us, Ephraims, us Israelites. But even that being said, you don't want to throw these dukes up with us. Now go on now, little thistle. King Amasa feeling some sort of way, feeling something special. He's got new churches. He got new churches from the Edomites. On every corner that ain't never did nothing for them. This ain't him. So he feeling special. He feeling that cartoon that Cartrell used to watch with Snaggerpuss. Goodness and gracious. Exit stage left. Oh, he feeling like he want to throw them hands. So King Amasa paid no heed. It was Yah doing. Yah blinded him. Yah made him deaf in order to deliver him up. Why? Because they worshiped the gods of Eden. Yah wanted to break his back. He sent him out. He made him feel like he was tough, that he could throw hands, but he wasn't ready for it. He wanted to break it. King Yash of Israel marched up, and he and King Amasa of Yehuda confronted each other at Beth Shemesh in Yehuda. The men of Yehuda were routed by Israel, the 10 tribes. They fled to their home. King Yash of Israel captured King Amasa's son of Yash, son of Jehoaz, king of Yehuda, in Beth Shemesh. He brought him to Jerusalem and made a breach of 400 cubits in the wall of Jerusalem from the Ephraim gate to the corner gate. by the whole wall. Then, with all the gold and silver and all the utensils, there were to be found in the house of Yah in the custody of Obed-Edom, with the treasuries of the royal palace, with the hostages, he returned to Samaria. He beat the beasts of King Amasa. King Amasa, son of Joash of Yehuda, lived 15 years after the death of King Yah, son of Jehoash of Israel. The other events of King Amasa's reign, early and late, are recorded in the books of the king of Yehuda in Israel. From the time that King Amasa turned from following the Elohim, a conspiracy was formed against him in Jerusalem. He fled to Lachish, but they sent men after him to Lachish, and they put him to death there. Now, you know you don't supposed to put your hand on no anointing, but everybody was doing crooked. They brought the body back on horses and buried. I mean, at least they had to dig in the body. I mean, man, that is so phony. They laid their hands on the Most High Anointed, even though he wasn't right. But King David wouldn't have done that. He would have laid his hand on King Saul. But these were different caliber brothers and sisters. They laid hand on the brother. Then they had the so-called fake humility to bring him back and bury him in the, with his father in the city of Yehuda. Very hypocritical. I mean, that's why I said we are a hot mess when it comes to relationships. And you know why we are a hot mess when it comes to relationship? We don't study. And as a result of our lack of study, we have a tendency to do whatever we want to do, how we want to do, when we want to do it, and think that that was fight. Something like King Amasa. King Amasa did whatever he wanted to do. The Most High gave him the victory, but he wasn't satisfied with that. He wasn't satisfied with the victory against Edom. He saw they pretty churches on every corner. He wanted one of them. So he took them all, put them on all the corners. The very one that didn't do his enemies no good, he thought he was going to get some flavor. That's why we say at the end of every study session, brother and sister, you got to have a steadfast spirit. I pray for one because I know I need it. I pray for a steadfast spirit. And I pray for, you know what kind of spirit I pray for and a heart I pray for to the Most High? And I humbly pray for this. And I pray for this because I want to be exact. I want to be clear. I pray to the Most High. I said, Most High, give me a spirit unlike King David, a steadfast heart, a steadfast spirit and a heart like King David, just like him. And I said, help me to be humble like Moses and help me to be totally reliant on you like Job. I don't want to depend on Yom Su. If I depended on Yom Su, and if you put Yom Su bird in a brain in a bird, that bird gonna fly sideways, okay? So I don't need to depend on Yom Su. I need to depend on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And I need his counsel every day. I need his counsel in the midnight hour. I need his counsel at nighttime. I need not to lean to my own understanding as King Amasa did. And I don't need to be following nobody else's churches, okay? And I don't need to be throwing my hands up and throwing my dukes up with everybody, and because I put myself in a bad situation as King Amasa did. He put himself in a bad situation. I mean, he doubled down on the matter just like we do. Cottrell ain't telling no lie. Instead of us getting right, we get doubled down wrong. Instead of us following Yah, we get doubled down wrong. We follow God by our enemies, and we hate men to talk about Yah. We hate spokespersons of Yah in regards in relationship to women and our men. Women who speak about Yah. I can't stand that heifer. Why you can't stand her? I don't know. It's just, I just be feeling some sort of way. Well, what did she say? Well, she just said, Yah said, well, you should be stealing from folks. What, didn't y'all say you shouldn't steal? Yeah, that's what he said, but I'm feeling some sort of way. Well, are you following what Yah said? No, I ain't following that. I ain't. That's too serious. That's just too serious. I got time for a milk crate challenge, but I ain't got time to listen to what that heifer said. I listen to what Yum Su said or Kasha L said. I'm something special. I want to throw some dupes on somebody and get the brakes beat off of me. But I don't want to follow Yah. I want to go to a church on every corner. But I don't want to follow Yah. I think safety is in numbers. But I don't want to follow Yah. You see what I'm getting at? Yum Su don't need to be like that. And matter of fact, you don't need to be like that. Contrary, my dear brother and friend, what say you?
You said it all, Yum Su. You said it all.
Well, I hope I did, Cottrell. I hope I did. Did I miss anything? If I did, brother, please help me out. Help me out.
You can see how a good man could turn bad.
You better believe
it. He had that disease.
Exactly.
You know what disease is called? I'm the head nigga in charge.
That's what that. Yeah, we got them problems. We like to be something special. That's why we love titles, Cartier. Man, we love titles so much, we are still a title.
So how does King Amasa go from following Yah, doing what Yah told him to do, him being successful against the Edomites?
Right.
And then you flip and you want to do what the Edomites are doing?
He didn't have a steadfast spirit. He didn't have a steadfast spirit.
It's crazy.
He was shaky. He was shaky.
Yeah.
He was easy persuadable. And then when the man came to correct you, hey, man, I ain't asking you for all that lip.
He's a dinosaur.
Yeah. I ain't, you just like your super cartel. I ain't sent for you.
Who made you counselor?
I kill you. Said something else. You said something else. I kill you. And we just like that today, Cartrell. You go into some of our communities, and you and I talking like we're talking, they'll kill us. They'll tell us, I kill you. And they will.
Or you doing some positive for the nation, for the people.
I kill
you. Your own people are going to destroy what you're doing.
I kill you.
So he called you. He called these mercenaries from Israel to help him out in his war against Esau. Then he sends them home. No, just go home. He gave you money. No, you're not just going to go home because he sent you home. You're going to wreck the town on your way home.
That's cool. That's just like us, bro. If that ain't us, they ain't got us. Gotcha. If that ain't us, they don't know us. They got us down pat, brother. That's us.
And why do we act like that? What's wrong with us?
I don't know, Kyle. We messed up, bro. We really sick.
Yeah,
we need help.
And we can criticize these men that we're reading about all we want, but guess what? We are just like them.
Apple don't fall from the tree, Contrail. If you ain't got no Yah leading you, the apple don't fall far from the tree.
But
Cartrell,
mother had great wisdom. She said, you can learn from everybody what to do and what not to do. So
you,
it's important for us to read our history, to see our flaws, to see our fallacies, to see where we went wrong, and also to see where we went right. And if you ain't figured out the right aspect of how we can walk this life that we live, then you lean in. You walk in the same way as these evil kings, we already know the result.
We already know. It's written. We already know. It's a foregone conclusion. We already know.
Guess what? If you read in the study what we read in the study, and you're disappointed with the results that you got in your life, whose fault is it?
Nobody but your own.
That's right.
Nobody but your own. You can't blame nobody but yourself. If you're not following Yah, you can't blame nobody, but you can't blame nobody but yourself.
So who could the king blame?
Yeah.
Amasa, King Amasa.
Yeah.
Who could King Amasa blame?
King or mother couldn't blame anybody but himself, Cartier.
There you go.
He had a choice in it. It wasn't by force. It was by choice. Just like most things we do in this universe. Just like we're carrying
so
the...
So what happened to him?
Right.
He brought it on himself.
Yeah. Well, just like we're carrying the rainbow flag for other organizations, for other things. That ain't by force. That's by choice. Okay?
They don't know what they're bringing on themselves when they do that.
Exactly.
You get the approval of your enemy. Oh, yeah. Carry this flag. Represent.
Be the drum major.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna give you much. We not gonna give you equal nothing. We'll let you carry this flag equally for us. How you like that?
Carry the flag and
yeah.
We give you more money than we give to most of your people.
Just you. Not your people, just you. Okay.
Yeah.
We got a deal. Yes, sir, boss. We got a deal. I'll take care of the flag. I'll take care of that flag for you. Go ahead, Country. Look here.
And look, fly and fabulous doing it.
Oh, man. Grinning and stepping high. With high heels on. Country, fellow students. Well, let's listen to another beautiful psalms. A song of King Dawood. And I believe it's Psalms 68. And it says to the chief musician, a psalm of King Dawood, a song, the glory of Yah and his goodness to Israel. And certainly some of us don't appreciate it. Go ahead, Katria.
Are you sure it's Psalm 68?
Aviyah. Hey, some of y'all just tuned in. Aviyah is our bookkeeper. She keeps us on point because I'm mistaken sometimes. And I'm mistaken a lot of times. I'm getting old, okay? Aviyah, will you please give me an update on where we're at?
My computer ain't responding. I can't even get to the book.
You can't get to? Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to get there.
All right. Yep, Aviyah says 68, Cartrell. We're on 68. Thank you, Aviyah. May the Most High bless you.
Kind of funny because my computer is not letting me get there.
It won't let you get to 68.
Something like that? I can't get there.
You can't get it?
I'm going to get there. Hold up.
Okay.
Just give me a second. It's crazy.
Well, you know, it's just the enemy. They does that kind of stuff. They know you're on your computer. They know your IP address. Good God, he trying to get the Psalms 68. Let's go against him. He's trying to say what Yah said. We're going to try to undermine it. You know, we like doing it regularly on the Real Talk for Real People show. We get Yum Soup all the time. Let's get that Cartrell today. Did you get to it yet, Cartrell?
Yo, this show got me, yo. Damn.
They know your IP address.
All right. I got it.
All praises to the Most High. Thank you, y'all. Go ahead, Cartrell.
Page is frozen. Hold up. Page is froze. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
wow.
I told you they got your IP address.
Psalm 68. Give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel. God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen.
Thank you for our son, King David, his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the fact that he took the time to write these songs out to help us connect with our Creator.
Amen.
Psalm 68. Thank the Most High. Let Elohim arise. Yes. Let his enemies be scattered. ABC boy. Let the also that hate him flee before him. Because we know that's what Yah do. You can't, your arms too short to box with Yah. And enemies of Israel are the enemies of Yah. And we see how the Most High intervenes on our behalf when it comes to fighting wars with our enemy. They flee before him. As smoke is driven away, drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of Elohim. You know that's what's going to happen. Because the Most High is a purifying fire, and the wicked in no way, shape, form, or fashion can stand before Yah. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before Elohim. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. So if you walk in the righteous path in this wicked world, you're trying to do good, you're trying to do what's right and pleasing in Yah's eyesight, you should be rejoicing. Sing unto Yah, Elohim. Sing praises to his name. So ain't nothing wrong with singing, youngster. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. What's his name?
Yah.
What's your book say?
As of Gregory, Yah.
Exactly. Yahweh, Yahuwah. He cut it short right here. Just call me Yah. A father to the fatherless. So he's not just a father of one man, one entity. He's everyone's father because he's our creator, right?
Exactly.
He's a father to the fatherless. And guess what? That's what we are, right? Ain't no fathers in our houses.
No.
That's Israel. We grow up in houses raised by our mothers. He's a judge of the widows. Elohim, in his holy habitation. O Elohim, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of Elohim. Even when Sinai itself was moved at the presence of Elohim, the Elohim of Yisrael. So what man could do that, Yamsu? Move the heavens and the earth just by his presence?
None that I know of.
Okay. There is no man that can move the heavens and the earth like the presence of Yah. People say they want to meet Yah. I don't know if you really want to do that.
No.
His presence is awesome.
No, you don't want to do that, Cartrell. I'm going to tell you that. We studied in the history, our historical history, when they complained about talking to Yah personally at Mount Sinai. They ran off when they heard his voice. No, they don't.
And he was only speaking.
No, they ran off. They said, Moses, oh, no, tell him to talk to you. We don't want to rap. No, please tell him don't send him to us. Oh, Lord, tell him don't send him to us. We don't want to rap. No, we're going to our tent. Let him talk to you, and you tell us what he said. We don't want to hear his voice no more. Oh, no, we can't deal with that. No, you don't want to hear y'all's voice.
Or nor do you want to be in his presence. He said the earth shook. The heavens also dropped at the presence of Elohim. The heavens dropped at the presence of God? Wow.
Hey, man, you know that word vertigo? When you're in front of Yah, you have vertigo, bro. You just totally unbalanced. You can't stand before Yah. You have vertigo. I mean, you just totally unbalanced. Earth got everything just moving around you. You can't stand before Yah.
Mount Sinai move.
Yeah, you just everything.
Mount Sinai.
No, you can't do that. You don't want that.
So from the evidence, we see that the Most High is not a man. He can make the heavens drop and the earth shake. Thou, Elohim, didst send a plentiful rain whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation had dwelt therein. Thou, Elohim, hast prepared thy goodness for the poor. Yah gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have linen among the pots, ye shall be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of Elohim is as the hill of Bashan, and a high hill as the hills of Bashan, ye hills. This is the hills which Elohim desires to dwell in. Yea, Yah will dwell in it forever. The chariots of Elohim are 20,000, even thousands of angels. Yah is among them, as in Sinai and the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts of men, yea, for the rebellious also. Yah, Elohim, might dwell among them. So mankind's trying to go to the heavens, and Yah is letting us know that his presence is going to be on earth forever. Blessed be Yah, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the Elohim of our salvation. What benefits does he give us? He provides air. He provides light. He provides heat. He provides food. He provides water every day. Yes, daily benefits. He wakes us up every morning. He that is our Elohim is the Elohim of salvation. How many people on earth looking for salvation?
A whole lot of people.
I know everybody in church is looking for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
But how do they know about this salvation? Salvation of the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
And unto Elohim, Yah, belongeth the issues of from death. So Yah controls death, who's going to die, who's going to live. But Elohim shall wound the head of his enemy and the hairy scalp of such as one as go on still in his trespasses. So you keep on sinning, keep on doing what you're doing, ignore Yah and his codifications, his orders for us how to live on the earth that he created, and it's going to catch up with you.
So
Yah is that same. I will bring again from Bashan. I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O Elohim, even the goings of my Elohim, my king, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players of instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing tambourine. Blessed be Yah in the congregation, even Yah from the foundations of Israel. There's little Benjamin with their ruler. You know who he was, King Saul. The princes of Yehuda and their council, the kings of Judah, the princes of Zebulun, the princes of Naphtali. Thy Elohim hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, Elohim, that which thou hast wrought for us. Yes, give us back our strength.
Amen.
Trying to follow that path of our ancient fathers who walked the path of righteousness, because that is our strength. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. And that's futuristic. They will bring presents unto thee. We know that temple is coming sooner or later to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the cows of the people. So everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Because that's what's going to happen. Not going to be no more war on earth. You ain't got to worry about World War III. Yah's going to put his judgment on the earth, and it's not going to be war. The prophet Isaiah said it. He's going to turn their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks.
Amen.
Man shall not study war anymore.
Amen.
Because earth is like our spaceship, right? Imagine being on a rocket ship or a plane, and the people on the plane got bombs. They want to blow the joint up.
Mm-hmm.
If you blow the plane up with bombs, everybody on the plane is going to die. So what are y'all doing? All you nations with nuclear bombs, what are y'all doing? There's no alternative planet that we could go to, is there?
No.
No. So why would you have bombs that could blow everything up?
Crazy, man.
And what will provoke you to make those type of things? There's only one planet that we all living on.
Exactly.
Anyway, y'all's not going to let it happen, because this planet is destined to survive forever. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto Elohim. These are African, Hamitic, black nations, Egypt and Ethiopia. They're going to be the first amongst the nations to stretch out their hands unto Elohim. And we can understand why. Sing unto Elohim. Go ahead, Yom Suf. I can hear you right now. Ye kingdoms of the earth, sing praises unto Yah. Selah. to him that rides upon the heavens of heavens. It ain't just one heaven. There's heavens of heavens, alternate universes, which of old, lo, he does send out his voice, and that mighty voice, that same voice that scared us of Mount Sinai when he was speaking to us.
You better believe it.
And guess what? He said he's coming back with a shout. When y'all start shouting with his anger for what we doing out here, guess what? We all going to feel it. We're going to feel the fear of Almighty God.
Everybody going to have a case of vertigo.
Oh, yeah. Every man shall be like a woman in travail, like when she get ready to have a baby. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ascribe ye strength unto Elohim. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. Uh-oh, you got strength we don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
Strength we're not even using, because we're trying to follow other nations. Our strength is with Yah, and you can't battle the strength of Yah. Your hands are too short.
No.
Elohim, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The Elohim of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. You know, so where do we get our strength and power?
From the Elohim.
Okay. Bless be Elohim.
Hallelujah.
That's what we should be doing in order to get our strength. Bless Yah's name every day. So
every
you
day.
You receive the strength and power. You ain't got to worry about COVID.
Every day.
19.
Every
right?
day.
You got power with Yah.
Every
people
day.
Have power and strength with Almighty God. Bless
every
his
day.
Name every day.
Every day.
Yes, sir.
All right, Cartrio, fellow students, it's always a pleasure, all praises to the name of Yah, for Cartrio and I to be able to be spokespersons for Yah. That's all we are. We don't have any titles. We're not looking for them, but we don't care about no stinking titles. The Most High subscribed titles. Men look for them, but the Most High gives titles. And we're just doing our job. Okay? And when we're in the land, if we get one, we get one. If we don't, we don't. We good with it. Okay? What's the most important title that one can have is be a spokesperson for Yah. Say what Yah says, when he says it, how he says it, and share with brothers and sisters that want to hear. Okay? That's the most important title that anyone can subscribe to at this time, being spokesperson, men or female, for Yah. That's the most important title that you ever want to be, a spokesperson of the truth, okay? Not your truth, not my truth, but there's only one truth, the truth of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. That's the truth, and that's why Cartrell and I and fellow students like you, we study the truth of Yah. We don't try to lean to our own understanding. Why? Because it is not cute. You're not going to get away from Yah, and it's not going to work for you. Cartrell. Dear brother and friend, what say you? What is? Do you have any closing comments?
To echo what you're saying, it's really called being a servant of Yah.
Amen.
All mankind should be serving Yah.
Amen.
And, we want to be excellent servants of our Creator because
Amen.
His works are awesome, and we want to declare His works in the earth. And we're trying to get every human being, every living thing lined up with our Creator. So we need to understand what the Most High is instructing us, how we can be in tune, how we can serve Him, what our service is to Him. And we need to fulfill that so that we don't fall into the pitfalls that we see the people who turn from their service to Yah, what dilemmas they fell in. And he definitely lines our kings up who are the leaders of the nation. So when we read about the kings and the prophets, it's really a message to the leaders of Yah's people. You better lead my people right and in the right direction, because if
Amen.
You don't, I'm a dead.
Amen. Hey, Cartrell, fellow students, did you know that one of the founding fathers, Abraham, didn't have a title, didn't look for one? Isaac and Yaakov? Did you know Moses didn't have a title, nor did he look for one? Did you know Job, a righteous man, didn't have a title, and nor did he look for one? Bet you didn't know that, did you?
They just had a relationship. Yeah, they had a constructive and positive. You know, Contrail, I'm going to say this. King Darwin didn't really want to be king. The Most High made him king. And he did the best he could with what he had. He didn't have to be king.
I'm going to tell you this, Jumpsu.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have people taking titles, but we don't respect our ancient fathers who did have titles. So when we talk about our kings, we'll say David, we'll say Solomon, we'll say Rehoboam, Jeroboam, Saul. No, we're supposed to call these men kings. King Saul, King Rehoboam, King Jeroboam, King David. Every time we mention these men's name, because they would deserve it, whether good or bad, of the titles that they had. They got those titles for a reason. So we call Europeans by their titles, Queen Elizabeth, King James,
King George,
Prince Henry. Yeah, why don't we just say George or Elizabeth or Henry or James? We don't say that, do we? We say King James, King Henry, Queen Elizabeth. We give more props to our enemy's royal house than our own royal house. We should never find ourselves just saying David or Solomon. No. Our kings were king. King David, King Solomon, whether they were good or bad. King Jeroboam, King Asa, King Jehoshadak, Queen Jezebel. If we're going to take titles for ourselves, we should honor.
Queen Attila.
Queen
Attila, who ruled for six years. Yehuda.
And even though the books don't write it the way they should, because they just write their names down without giving them the proper titles.
And just like they talk about Queen Esther. I call her Queen Esther. Some people say, let me read the book of Esther. She was Queen Esther. Okay? So when I talk about Queen Esther, I call her Queen Esther. Okay? She was married to the king. And by virtue, that made her queen. So she was Queen Esther. And when I speak about her, I don't say, let's read the book of Esther. I said, let's read about Queen Esther. So that's basically, I'm giving her props. She was a queen. And she helped save this.
What do we call Moses' brother?
He's the high priest, Aaron. He's the first high priest. Aaron.
Right. So if you're calling yourself a priest and you don't call Moses' brother the first high priest of Israel, you just call him Aaron, then you're not even honoring yourself because he's the founder of the priesthood of the nation of Israel.
Mm-hmm. And all the high priests come from his lineage.
Exactly.
All the high priests come from the house of Aaron. Okay?
If you don't respect his house, how can you respect yourself?
Exactly.
If you're calling yourself a priest.
Well, you don't even know if you're from the house of Aaron.
Exactly.
How can you, only Yah know who the king lineage is. Only Yah knows who the house of Aaron lineage is. Only Yah knows this. You don't know that. And I don't go for them titles. Because Yah gives titles, Kaiser. And Yah takes them away, okay? I can't just make myself no prince of a tribe. I can't make myself king. I can't make myself high priest. And if I do that, I'm just leaning to my own understanding. Or I feel like I'm the king of Yehuda. I feel like I'm high priest. I feel like I'm a prince of a nation. I'm something special. Oh, yeah, you something special. Not in the way you think you are. Because the Most High hid it. And the Most High going to reveal it, okay? So my suggestion to people out there, put in the work. Help your brothers and sisters out. Love on the brothers and sisters. Help the brothers and sisters. Support the brothers and sisters. Encourage the brothers and sisters. Love on the brothers and sisters. Show them the way. Have a guiding hand, a helping hand. That's what you should be doing. Instead of all this other nonsense y'all got going on out there, okay? It's true. Lean into your own understanding. It's not cute. It is not within the confines of the relationship with Yah. It's not going to work for you. It's going to work on you. Fellow students, it's been a pleasure for Cartier Live to bring
the word of Yah to you. We are spokespersons for Yah, and it bring his word to your attention. Cartrell and I don't know much personally, although we have maybe 130 years with us together. He and I together have 130-some years. But even that being said, we don't know nothing about nothing. But we know the Most High knows everything about everything need to be known about. So, but we do know this for certain. You're getting ready to leave the Real Talk for Real People show tonight. But we want to leave this with you. Let the Most High direct and order your steps. And how do you do that? By study and application of his word. And we suggest at the end of every study session that you have to have a mind to help facilitate your studies and improve your studies and enhance your studies and keep you stable in your studies. Ask for a spirit and a heart just like King David. The spirit that King David had was a steadfast. He couldn't be turned from Yah. I don't care if he did wrong or somebody did wrong to him. You couldn't turn him away from Yah. He stayed steady Eddie. And also, he loved the Most High. His heart, the heart you need. He loved the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. And also, in addition to that, which is most important, which some of us fail to notate, he loved his brothers and sisters as himself, meaning that he loved himself. He loved what he looked like. He didn't hate what he looked like, unlike some of us. Godriel, fellow students, may the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.